Okay, everyone. Today's daf is daf Chaf. We're holding the top line of Chaf Amud Aleph. And as you recall, yesterday we had a number of shailas that Abaye posed to Rabba. We had, in fact, a simon back on Yud Tes Amud Beis, the first wide line. Orech Yoise, Bessel, Chitzas, Chotzer, Shimsha, simon. So we already asked a number of shailas yesterday, and we're continuing with Shailas that Abaye asked to Rabba concerning, of course, our favorite subject, Pasei Birois. Says the Gemara, Voimene Abaye Merabba, Chotzer Sheroisha Nichnas Lebein HaPasin, Mahu Letaltel Mitoicha Lebein HaPasin, Umibein HaPasin Letoicha. Normally, when we think of Pasei Birois, remember, what's Pasei Birois? You have a well, and because you have Oli Regolim that need to drink, and particularly their animals need to drink, so the Chachamim were matir, you don't have to have major Chinese walls or Mexican walls, you put up these four diyumdin, these four double posts in four corners around the well, and then you're able to go and carry within the well's area, making sure that you don't have a pirtza, a break of more than 10 amos or more than 13 and a third amos, depending if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda or like Remei. That's your normal case. So outside the Pasei Birois, on all four sides, you typically have Rishus HaRabim, because you've carved out a small section of Rishus HaRabim surrounding that well, and you allow people to walk around and carry there in that area, and it becomes now a temporary Rishus HaYochid for that Shabbos. The question that's posited by Abaye is that one of the four sides wasn't adjacent to, or wasn't cut out of Rishus HaRabim, but rather it was in front of somebody's house and in front of somebody's front yard, known as a chotzer. And chotzer sheroisha nichnas, part of the chotzer enters into the ear space lebein pasim, within those four pasim. Are you able to go and carry from one to the other, from the chotzer to the bein pasim, and bein pasim to the chotzer? The question is, was it their shaila? So min ha-toira, you're allowed to go and carry from one rishus ha-yachad to another rishus ha-yachad. The only isser min ha-toira is rishus ha-rabim to rishus ha-yachad, rishus ha-yachad to rishus ha-rabim. But from one rishus ha-yachad to another rishus ha-yachad, no problem. Midrabanan, the Rabbanan said no. You have to go and make what we call an Eruvei Chatzeres. And that's why if you have five houses around one chatzer, and everybody wants to carry in that common chatzer, even though all of this is Rishus HaYochid property, nevertheless you got to go and make an Eruv. So the Gemara says over here that Pasei Birois are also, it's an area which is enclosed, and has become a temporary Rishus HaYochid. The chatzer is also a Rishus HaYochid. Can you go and carry from the chotzer into the bein pasim, bein pasim into the chotzer? And the Gemara Shaila, even without the benefit of an eruv, the reason is that the top Rashi, because leka diurin bein pasim, the lesri alayhu. Normally, when you have two properties, two houses around the same chotzer, or you have two chatzeres and you want to go and carry from one to the other, each one of them is going to have people that will carry into the other property. So you have diurin going in both directions. So you need an eruv. Here, however, from the Pasei Birois, nobody lives in the Pasei Birois. People pass by there and take water from time to time, but nobody actually lives in that area. So it's not diurin, and as a result, they would normally not prohibit carrying from the chotzer into the Pasei Birois area, or from the Pasei Birois area into the chotzer. And in fact, that's what Gemara says, Amalei, says Rabba Mutter, there's no problem. You can go and carry from one to the other, no shayla. What becomes a little bit more problematic is Shtayimai. What happens if you have two chatzeres, both parallel to each other, and they are entering into? You see that there's a picture here on the right-hand margin in the Gemara, in the middle of the Rashi. It's not exactly totally proportionate, but it still gives you a good idea. You see down below it says chotzer and chotzer, and the two walls of the chotzer end in the Pasim Berois, as part of that area. So the question is, I want to be able to carry now from Chotzer A into the Pasim Berois, into Chotzer B, from Chotzer A into Chotzer B directly, from B into A, into the Pasim Berois. Is that a problem? Frek Diyamar Ishtai Yemai. Amalei Sarava said it, Osur, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to carry from the Bein HaPasim into the Chatzeres, Chatzeres into the Pasim. What's the reason why? Amar Rav Huna, I'll explain to you. Shtayim Asurim Afilu Irvu. Even if they made an Erev between Chotzer A and Chotzer B, nevertheless it'll be Osur Gzeir Shemiyoimru Erev Moyel LeBein HaPasim. What does all of that mean? We'll see the Rashi in a moment, but Rashi explains basically in the following way. In between the two Chatzeros, there is a wall that separates A from B. The question is there also a doorway, a Pesach, or a Chaloin between Chotzer A and Chotzer B? If there is, then one can make an Erev between Chotzer A and Chotzer B, because there is a window and or a door that would allow you access from one to the other, so you'd be able to carry from one chotzer into the other chotzer. So the chayra, if that's the case, once you make that erev, the two chatzeres have now been merged into one, because A and B can carry all over in the chatzeres. So therefore it should be the chayra, the same halacha now as the first halacha that we asked today in the Gemara. Just like we said that a single chotzer, you can go and carry from the Chotzer into the Pasim, Pasim into the Chotzer. Once you've merged two Chatzeres into one through the form of an Erev, the same halacha should apply. And in fact, says Rashi, yes, that's what halacha should be, Me'ikir Hadin. However, explains Rashi, as we'll see in a moment, we have a Gzeder. What's a Gzeder? You may have a situation where between the two Chatzeres there is no doorway. There is no window, and therefore there's no way of making an Erev between Chotzer A and Chotzer B, because there is no access from A to B or B to A. The only way that there is access from A to B is to go through the Pasim. Oh, so you want to go and make an Erev with the Pasi Birois? Where do we find such a concept of trying to merge two Chatzeros in a third Rishus? We find that by Shitufei Mevuais, that you have two Chatzeros, or more, all connected to one Mavoi, and you want to be able to go and carry from the Mavoi into the Chotzer into the other Chotzer into the other Mavoi, etc., etc. You go and make what's called the Shitufei Mevuais. So the Chari, you should be able to do the same thing over here. You got two Chatzeros entering to the Pasei Birois. Consider that, deem that to be like a Mavoi, and now make a Shitufei Mevuais. Says Rashi, you can't do that. Shufi Mevois you can do because a Mavoi has at least three natural walls. A Mavoi Sosim. Real machitzas. On the fourth side, you're going to put your Lechi or Kaira, which will either be a machitza or it'll be a hacker. So you got like four machitzas. Fine. There you can make Shufi Mevois. Over here, the Pasi Biroi suggests these four shtekelach, these four posts in the four corners. And although they're abundant set, that's enough for purposes of Pasi Birois. But it doesn't rise to the level of a three or four walled Mavoi, and therefore you cannot make such a Shitufei Mavois or such an Erev from the Chatzeres to the Pasin or the Pasin to the Chatzeres. So, when you don't have an opening between the two Chatzeres and you want to be able to carry from Chotzer A to Chotzer B through the Pasim, because there's no door, there is no window, there's no way of being able to make it because there's no Shitufei Mevuois. And therefore, it's impossible under those circumstances. Zot Yetz Rav Huna, that even where there is a Pesach in between the two walls, between the two Chatzeres in the wall, since people that are stepping or standing in the Pasi Berois area, they don't know that there is a doorway. If they see that people are carrying from the Pasi Berois into the two Chatzeres, and from one Chatzer to the other, they'll say, oh, you can make an Erev and you can go and carry from Chatzer to Pasi Berois and vice versa. But the only time you can do that if there is a Pesach in between. But they don't know that there's a Pesach in between. And therefore, there's a Gezeira that we won't allow you to carry from Pasim to Chatzeris, Chatzeris to Pasim, even if they made an Eder between the two Chatzeris. So if they made an Eder between the Chatzeris, you can go and carry from A to B, and B to A. But you won't be able to carry into or out of the Pasim. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi, third line from the top. Osur, also letalto bitoichem abein apasim, when you have two, can be farish time rafuna, that afilu irvu, derech ha-pesach shebe-mechitza shebeineim, even if you made an erev through the entranceway, through the doorway between the two chatzeres, tahashta chodeninu, now they are like one, they are merged, because you made an erev. And they don't answer one another. Why? There's no reason why. After all, the two chatzeres are merged now through this Erev, and we just pass him on top. If you only have one chatzer, one pasim, you can go and carry. Because I'm afraid that people won't know that there is a doorway in between. And they'll say that the heter is because we made an Erev through the Pasim area. Whoever is walking outside doesn't know that there is a door between Chatzir 1 and Chatzir 2. The Sover Haidle Osan Adodi, the Toich Ben Apasim, Kishtar She Chatzeres. They're going to think that just like a normal case of two chatzeres attached to a mavoi, you cannot carry unless you make a shetuvei mavois. Hochanami mishum denosnu a ruvan vein apasin leshatev kishituv shar mavoi. They will assume that what happened, why are people all of a sudden carrying from the two chatzeres into the pasim, pasim to the chatzeres? It must be that they made the equivalent of the shetufa mevoice. But also the mishri nami lachas al hoitzu ben apasim lachaseris. They'll say it's mutter. Even kileka pesach beinayim. Even if there is no pesach, because they don't realize that there's a pesach, and they'll think that this is a blanket rule that you can always carry from the chaseris into the pasim, from the pasim to the chaseris. The avi eder biachas the chaseris derech ben apasim. But who vade loy mahani? That doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? When you talk about a real mavi with three walls, as well as that the length is more than the width, but our case of the four pasmirois, it happens to be open on all four sides, and therefore you cannot compare the two. So bottom line is, Ravuna says, loy metan aleph, you cannot go and carry chatzeres into pasim, even with the benefit of an Erev from Chotzer A to Chotzer B. However, Rava respectfully disagrees. So back to the Gemara, Rava Amar, Irvoi Mutter. If you made an Erev, you can carry from Pasim to Chatzeres, Chatzeres to Pasim. Says Rashi, why? Because he agrees with Rav Huna that if there's an opening in the wall between A and B, make an Erev. And now they're merged. We got one chatzer, one pass, so it's a pass. You'll be able to go and carry one to the other. However, Rav Huna said, we make a gezeira otto where there is no opening. Says Rabbi, I don't agree with that gezeira. So look at the next Rashi, Irvu Mutar. The kivin the Irvu derech Pesach Shebeinayim. There is a doorway between the two chatzeros, and they made an Erev. And now Chadash Usu. So now the two chatzeros are melded, molded, united together as one entity. Well, the Asher Nadod, they don't Asher each other. Ah, what about the Gzeira? Maybe in a case where there is no entrance. Lach Gzeira, Chashira, they're not worried about. Rava rejects that Gzeira. So going back to Yimar Omali Abai, the Rava, Abai says to Rava, Tanya Maseiloch, I'll bring you a Raya just like you, Rava. Very, very simple, straightforward. Braisa Chotzer. That was our first Shaila today. Word for word like Rabba told Abayim. What about two? If you have two chatzeres, it's osur. when is it asr? The medvar memurim shleiv, that there was no eiv between A and B. Why? Either because there was no doorway and they couldn't, or there was a doorway but they didn't make an eiv. Therefore, it's asr. Aval irvu, but if the two made an eiv together because there's a doorway, mutar, then you can go and carry from the two chatzeres into the pasim, pasim into two chatzeres, no shailu. If it wasn't mitak zera, the Braisa says we don't believe in the gzera. Exactly like Rava said, not like Rafuna. If that's the case, I have a starker kasha Rafuna. What is he going to do with this Braisa? Amla Chavuna Hosam the Hadron the Orvon. It's talking about a situation where at some point the two chatzeres merged because there is a pirtza. Where is that pirtza? So now that's already a machloikis. In the picture that I have here in the Rashi, the pirtza is all the way at the other end, on the bottom. In other words, it's not a pirtza into the pasibirois, because there's a wall of the chotzer all the way until pasibirois, but on the bottom it's opened up. And that bottom, everybody sees. People pass by and it's visible and noticeable. Ah, says Rav Huna, when did I make a gezeira? When people don't know that the two have an opening in between. And so therefore they think that even if there is no opening, you can go and make such an eid or such a tuduf in the voice. That's why I have to say, night mekedesh. However, if there happens to be this pirtza, where goli v'yadua l'cholu amin, people that pass by see that the two chatzeres are broken in, hadron v'yavim means that at the end, they are mu'uriv, not falosh and eruv. We didn't make an eruv v'chatzeres. But hadron v'yavim means that they are merged together because there's a common pirtza at the bottom, like you see in this picture. Shoyin, so that everybody sees that, so there's no reason for the gezeira. Bottom line is, we thought we had a good raya to Rava, and Rav Huna said, no, nishke ferlech, we can learn the braisa like me. I see Barry has a question. Yes, Barry?
Yeah, if there's an opening, why shouldn't it matter if I made an eruv or not? It's necessary there be an opening, and it's not insufficient if there's no eruv. If you had two common neighbors who shared an opening and didn't do an eruv chatzeros, they wouldn't be able to forget the posse bureaus. It would maintain over Shabbos two separate entities, two trios.
You're saying, according to the Gemara's Teretz Sahadran V'Arvan, that they had to make an Erev?
Yes.
And the answer is, you're correct. What the point is, the Hadran V'Arvan doesn't mean that they made an Erev, because Rav Huna says making an Erev through a common doorway is not enough, because people don't know that there is that doorway there. If there's a break in the wall all the way at the end, people all see that the two chatzeres have merged, that they have a common pirtza at the end. So the people know that the reason why you're able to carry, after making an eruv, you're able to carry from chatzer A to chatzer B, and from the two chatzeres into the pasim, and the pasim into the two chatzeres, is as a result of the fact that the two chatzeres have merged through the benefit of the Erev that you are referring to. Aye, so why does Rav Huna say there's a Gzeira? His Gzeira is in a case where people don't know that there is a Pesach in between. Here everybody sees that there is a common Pesach. So says Rav Huna, even I would agree to Rava that there's no Gzeira in this case, and therefore you will be able to carry from the two Chatzeres into the Pasen, and the Pasen to Chatzeres, provided that, number one, you have that Pirtza. So everybody sees that the chatzeres have merged physically, structurally. And number two, that they also made the eruv that you referred to in your question. Is good? Fine. It might be easier if you sat over here and then you'd be able to. Fine. Zokti Moravaitin, next Shiloh. Next Shiloh is a little bit easier. Boy minei abai mirava. Yovshu mayim b'shabbos ma. The whole heter pasi b'royis is that you have a be'er full of water for the animals. What happens? The animals, Baruch Hashem, all ate a wonderful Kiddush Shabbos morning, and by 2 o'clock, there's not a drop of water left in this be'er. But I have my talis there in the Pasuk Berois, and I want to know, can I go and carry from one end of the Pasuk Berois? Why do I have my talis there? Because people are davening outside, social distancing, they're worried about Corona, they're on Tzik Yishev. So people want to go and carry their talis from one end of the Pasuk Berois to the other end of the Pasuk Berois. Normally, you couldn't make such a mechitza. It's Porot Meruba Ala Oimid. But 5 minutes ago, at 5 to 2, when there was still water, I was able to go and carry because of the Heter Pasi Beroiz. Question is, now that it's totally dry, do you still have the heter of the morning and the last night? Or does it expire and you cannot use it anymore because no water, no mechitza, no carrying? And those who share the bayit merabah, yob shemayim b'shabbos mal, omalei, klom nasis mechitza el b'shulmayim, the whole heter that these four posts have a din of mechitza is because of the mayim in the pasbirois, mayim ein kan, mechitza ein kan, no tiki, no washi, no mechitza, no water, no mechitza, sorry, you're stuck, you cannot carry within the pasei birois. This is not so simple.
The Rambam who even said, only if it was a bear, not a boar.
Correct. Anyway. 100%. Yes. You're absolutely right. We had that a few days ago, and that's the reason why they were only matir according to a certain man, the Amram, only bear and not a bar, because of this concern that it might dry up. Correct.
What yes, about the idea of Shabbos go right not the year ago government? I mean,
once again,
Shabbos, if it was mutter to carry in Ashmashos, why didn't we have an idea? We have a machlokas, if it's Shabbos or if it's the dwellers, the Urim.
The question that you're asking is an excellent question. What you're really referring to is back on, as you recall, back on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, I believe. Yeah. The morning Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph said, what happens if you had a Sheyora and you made your Chavolim, that Mechitza Gerua, which was only a Mechitza of Erev and not of Shesi, right? You put three levels of ropes. And the Gemara asks on the top of Yedzayin Amud Aleph, about a third down, a quarter down, Itmar, Shloisha Umeis Echem Mehen, what happens if you had three, but now you're down to two? With three, you were able to walk, you know, as much as you want. Two, you're only down to base society. Or you started with Shnayim Netoisole. What's it then? Ravuna Yitzchak Chad Omer Shabbos Keremes, V'chad Omer Diurin Garmen. In other words, the one that holds Shabbos Keremes means, once you started off Shabbos, it was kosher, it's kosher for the rest of Shabbos. The other one says, no, it depends on how many diurim have at any given time. On Friday night it was kosher, not on Shabbos. The chayyim should be totally in this machlokes. And in fact, that's a toisis, is kasha here, on Chof Amud Aleph, on Ar Omer, the second toisis. Avagav Dabai Islay Shabbos Hoyu V'Hutra Hutra, like that Gemara back on Yitzayim. If there's no water, there's no mechitzais. So you can have people, you can have everything else, but you cannot call these mechitzais if there's no water. So even a bayi would agree that we don't say hoyel for hutra hutra. Exactly your question.
Mechitzais collapse. Is like all the mechitzais collapsed, as it were, when the water
got. Halachically, they've collapsed. Halachically, after all, they were only virtual mechitzais to start off with. I mean, they weren't totally virtual. They were four mechitzais. But they were not your normal kosher machitzes, because you have to have oimid meruba ala parut. So even though it's an am in this direction, am in that direction, but the mice, the pirts in between is either 10 amis, 13 or 3rd amis. That's far more than the two puny amis of these two diyandim, the four diyandim. So therefore says Toises, that's why when the water dries up, no more machitz. But now we have the follow-up question. Boy Ravin, Yov Shumayim B'Shabbos. Okay. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there's not a drop of water left. And Ma Osa Kodesh Baruch Hu, 2:30, it started pouring cats and dogs. By the time Shal Hashudas comes by at 6 o'clock, the bar is full to the brim, to the top. Uvo B'Shabbos Mal. Do you say Chozer V'Neyar? Do you go and say that just like that mechitza collapsed halachically, guess what? The mechitza had an automatic reinstatement, rehabilitation, as a result of the fact that the bar is now full of water. That's a question Robin asked Abai. So I'm going to get back. The first part of your question, when you said Yovshu b'Shabbos, Ubo b'Shabbos, the Yovshu part you know is not a shayla. The boy made the Marcus, I Abai already asked this question to Rabbah, who partially the Osir. Like we said before, Mayim Enkan, Mechitza Enkan. And just like you were comfortable with that answer, you should be comfortable with the second half as well. Bo'u Nami Loiti Boyalach, if new water came in, also no Shaila. The Havali Mechitza Asuya B'Shabbos, because it's like a Mechitza that was made on Shabbos itself, not by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by giving rain, but a person built a mechitza on Shabbos. What's the status of that mechitza? V'tanya, kol mechitza asuya b'shabbos, bein b'shoigig, bein b'meiz, bein b'oynes, bein b'rotzen, shmo mechitza. You have a yid that wants to carry outside on Shabbos, and we tell him, Reb Yid, I also want to carry, but there are no mechitzas. No problem, I'm going to build the mechitzas. It's Shabbos, I don't care, I'm building mechitzas today. Avada, what he's doing is wrong. He's being over on Isser of Boine. But nevertheless, says the Braisa, Bein b'shoigi, bein b'meizin, shmo mechitza, that mechitza. So he bazoi, says Rashi, the kolshkein, the type of mechitza over here where there was no human effort involved. A Kodesh Baruch Hu, b'chvoid ba'atzmai, made these mechitzas by filling up the well. So certainly the mechitza is good. So bottom line, he says, Abai is, you are allowed to carry with the new water, with the new mechitzas. 1 second. V'lav itmar lo, didn't we learn Omer of Nachman, loishonu, that braisa says that if you have new mechitzas on Shabbos, that they're all kosher, shema mechitza, loishonu el lizroik, that's only lechumra. Lechumra means that if you stand in Rosh Hashanah and you're playing baseball or basketball and you throw the ball from Rosh Hashanah into an area of mechitzos hu asuyos b'Shabbos, you're oiver an iser of being moitzi merishus lerishus mishus rab mishus yach av letaltel, to go and give a kula that as a result of these new mechitzas made on Shabbos you'll be able to carry holy levahas avad nisht. We're not going to go and say a kula, only a chumra. So what's a bai coming by and saying, yeah, the mechitzah is fine, you can go and carry. You can't carry. Rav Nachman said before, you can't. Everything more kitma that Rav Nachman amazed it. My Rav Nachman is only focusing on the mazed case, that a person knows that it's Shabbos and he's building a mechitzah on Shabbos. He says, I could care less, Shabbos, Shmabbos, I'm putting up a mechitzah. And the mechitzah was a kosher mechitzah. It's a very strange guy. Why do you put up the mechitzah on Shabbos? Because he wants to be able to carry. Don't put up the mechitzah and carry. Okay, he may want to make a mechitzah because he wants to put a fence around his chotzer or whatever, for other reasons, not for religious reasons, for whatever reason. Anyway, but the point is, if you make a mechitzah b'mezid, you know it's Shabbos and you do it anyway, says Rav Nachman, that's when the Braisa says, Shmo mechitzah l'chumra, but not l'kula. However, if the person made the mechitzah on Shabbos without realizing it was Shabbos, he thought it was Friday, he thought it was Thursday, he thought it was Sunday, it was a shoygin, it was an oinus, it was a whatever, it wasn't done intentionally, then even Rav Nachman would agree it is a good mechitzah for Shabbos. And again, madach, when a person made this mechitzah on Shabbos and therefore violated Hilcha Shabbos, b'mezid, b'shoygin, whatever, there was a violation even though it's b'shoygin, and we say that that's a kosher mechitza, even lekula. It's a lachas, kama v'kama. If the Rabbeinu Shloim went and reinstated the mechitza by putting new water into the b'dayrois, it's a kosher mechitza. Zuki were right. Itma umra blusa. Hazoyer glabein pase habirois chayef. I'm standing Rishus Rabbi, and I throw a ball into the area enclosed by pase habirois. What's the din? I'm chayiv, if I did a b'shoigig, I'm chayiv a korban chatos, because I've been oiver an iser d'oiraisa. Freiti mor pshita. It must be that these are kosher mechitzos, because if la mechitzihi, heichem ishtir lo lamalois. How could the rabbanan come and say, it's okay, we're going to be mekel, you can go and carry in this area, draw water from the well, even though that's Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you're drawing water into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, no problem, put up these pasi. What do you mean you put no problem? If it's awesome in HaTorah, how can the opponent say there's no problem? Muzlich Zayin, that when they said these four pasi b'roi, said min HaTorah, it works. It works. That being the case, if it works min HaTorah, that you can go and imali and take out the water from the well into the pasi b'roi. No, if it's a proper halachic Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and of course if I'm throwing an object from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into that area, of course I'm going to be chayiv a korban chatos if I did a b'shoygeg. So I'm b'zay pshita, so chadom b'poshim. V'tumul lo tzricha di oven mike'ein pasi b'rois Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's talking about not the real McCoy where you had pasi b'rois, but rather somebody decided in the middle of Broadway, in Manhattan to go and put up four Pasim Berois, no well around anywhere. He decided to go and put up the four Pasim Berois. And then what did he do? And he threw from Rishus Rabin into that area. Oh, he's chayv. Even though there's no bar there, it is a bona fide Rishus Yachid, he's chayv. That's all the Dover Pashit. It must be that in all cases these Pasim Berois work. The Rabbanan said, don't rely on these Pasim Berois unless it's a Shas Hadchak of Pasim Berois of the Be'erois. But obviously they work, because if they wouldn't work outside if there is no Be'er, then it wouldn't work if there is a Be'er. Muzdach Zayin, that these are proper Mechitzes, and therefore Zechadav HaPashat, that he's Chayv. Everything went like Tzricha, we got the Kabaki Baram. He's talking about a situation, Taka on Broadway. He put up the four Pasim Berois, and guess what? There's traffic going back and forth the whole Shabbos. People are honking. There's foot traffic, there's car traffic, there are buses, there are taxis, there's Ubers, there's Lyfts, Mefort, Megait, and all the rest. And I would think as a result, that probably is Mevatel all of these Machitzes. And therefore, if I were to go and throw from the Shus Rabin into that limited area, the Pasim Berois, I would think I'm potter because the foot traffic and the car traffic destroys these halachic mechitzes. Kamash Malon has nine, that it's still a bona fide Rishus HaYachid, and you're chayv. Freitim my Kamash Malon, so what's the chiddush of Rebbe Loza? Tloi Asu Rabin, umavatli mechitzta. That even though there's a lot of traffic, it's not mevatli mechitza. Freitim what, if that's the kavan of Rebbe Loza, ha'omer Rebbe Loza, chadazin Rebbe Loza now saying it for the second time. Ditnan, a mishnah which we're going to learn in Miyat Hashem in another few days. Vosh state in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mhoise Derech Rishus Ram Mepsakosan Yisal Kena Litzdadin. What happens if in fact you want to make a Pasim Berois, there is a Be'er in the middle, you put up your four posts, and then you realize, psh, it's in the middle of Broadway, it's in the middle of Main Street, Fifth Avenue, people are coming and going and honking and blah, blah, blah. And you think to yourself, what am I going to do? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Yisal Kena Litzdadin, either move the traffic to the side, or move the Pasim Berois to the side. In other words, don't have the Be'er smack in the middle of these four Pasim, but rather shift them so that two Pasim will be close to the bar, and the other two will be somewhat removed from the bar. But once again, just make sure that you don't have an opening of 10, according to Rameir, more than 10 according to Rameir, and more than 13 a third, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. The Chum said, that's not necessary. You just put your Pasim Berois wherever you want. I don't care, traffic, your traffic, niche, it doesn't make a difference. Put your Pasim Berois wherever you want. So, Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Lozer, the Amri Travayu, when Rabbi Yochan and Rabbi Lozer, the same Rabbi Lozer, when they heard about this machloikis, they said, you know the Svar of the Rabbanan, Kan hoidiyacha koichon shel machitzois, the Chachomim by saying, Eimet Tzorich, that you don't have to be mesalik letzedodim, they're telling you, halachic machitzes are stronger than the Mexican wall. You don't care what Congress says, you don't care what Pelosi says, you don't care what Trump says, it makes no difference. You have halachic machitzes, these are machitzes. Don't tell me traffic, schmaffic, it doesn't make a difference, I got machitzes. So therefore, so I see already Rabbi Lozer says very clearly that even though Baki Barabim, that there's foot traffic and carriages and caravans, it makes no difference. So why does Rabbi Lozer repeat the halacha twice? If it would only say in this second case, where Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lozer said, "Kan haydiyacha imihasim have a mina kan loisvirale." The reason why he says such an interesting lashon, Amri Tavayu kan haydiyacha koichin shel machitzas. Here the Chacham taught us the din of machitzas. Why do you say kan? It should just simply say the Chacham svirahem. They hold that this is the koichin machitzas. What's that kan? Probably meant to say kan. The Chachamim hold that. These rabbis, these Chachamim. But we, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lozer, don't hold like them. Rather, we hold like the Tanakhama, like Rabbi Yehuda. Kamash Malon, that's why we have the second time, meaning the first Rabbi Lozer that we just mentioned, the Zoydik Lebeina Pasim, that he says that you're Chayiv. Kamash Malon, Kanu Svirulei, or Svirulon. It's not only that the rabbis, the Chachamim, hold that way, but we, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lozer, we also agree. If that's the case, that the first time that we said it in our Gemara, Itmar Umra Blaza Azurik Lepein Pasi Brois is Chai, that tells us it's not just Kan, but Kan Usvirlan, so let him only say that halacha. Why does he have to repeat it a second time after the Chamim? Kan Hoydiach HaKoichen Shel Mechitzois? And for the Gemara, Chod Mechlal Chaver to Itmar. The truth of the matter is, Reb Loza only said it once. In the case of someone who threw an object, a ball, from the Shesharavim into the Pase Beirois, says Reb Loza, you are Chayiv because this is valid Mechitzois, it's a Shus HaYachid, and therefore you're Chayiv in Moitzim Shus HaShus. Once he said that, the Talmidim, when they heard this Machloek between Reb Yehuda and Rabbanan, they said, ah, when the Rabbanan said, ain't it tzarech, you know why? Because they hold like the Rebbe, like Reb Lozer. The Reb Lozer said that even though Baki Borabim, you have foot traffic, this is Gornish mit Gornish, ignore that. Halachic mechitzas are as strong as Mexican walls, if not stronger. And that's the end of that shikha. I see Barry has a question. Please.
We have Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakh, we have Rabbi Lozer, number Tavayu. How can we say that we're just learning it from an inference? Rabbi also, Rabbi Yochanan is entering into the picture here. It doesn't seem to add up that Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Das, says in the case of Zorik, and now we're saying, and Rabbi Yochanan is number Tavayu.
So please, look at the fourth thesis. Look at the fourth thesis. Ka mash mulon kanu svirulei. Umin Rabbi Yochanan vade kan v'loy svirulei kiramin lekamon. Rabbi Yochanan taka holds only the Rabbanan hold that these are bona fide mechitzos, and therefore it's only the Rabbanan that say you don't have to move him to the right or move him to the left. I don't care about foot traffic. I don't care about car traffic. I, Rabbi Yochanan, disagree with the Rabbanan. I hold like Rabbi Yehuda. The Salkenel it's done. Kan v'loy svirulei. Rabbi Lozer, on the other hand, holds kan usvirulei. I hold both. Rabbi Lozer only said it once in the first case. What was that first case about throwing from the Shesharavim into the Pasim Birois? The Tamidim Chat. Ah, so obviously Rabbi Lozer holds like the Svara of the Rabbanan. So when Rabbi Lozer said, or when the Talmidim are quoting Rabbi Lozer to say, Kan, the Chacham Ur Moidia, the strength of Mechitzois, when they were referring to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan was saying, only the Rabbanan, and not me, because I hold like Rabbi Yehuda. But when they're referring to Rabbi Lazar, they meant to say, Rabbi Lazar agrees with the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Yochanan, and he holds that it's Kan Usvirulei, that we're not worried about the traffic going through. It does not destroy the integrity of the halachic mechitzas. Good. And we continue on. Brother Shai, I see you're unmuted. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, just with respect to insurance times by, of course, it's a case of Glavowitz, it's not the same, but we have Gedeon Bokimbo.
Right.
There,
right,
destroys the Mechitza. Here you have major traffic, no problem. Seems interesting that we have the disparity.
It is indeed very ironic. We focused on this already once or twice in the past, and therefore the answer is that halachic virtual Mechitzois are stronger than actual mechitzas. An actual real mechitza that's coming down from the schach of your sukkah, it goes down 7 tvachim, leaving 3 tvachim of space. If it's 2.9999, kosher, no problem. If it's 3 tvachim, you don't say love it. Why not? Because gedoyim boikim, why the gedoyim go and destroy the integrity of the mechitza? There's no mechitza there at all. Yes, there is a mechitza through the love it, and those are gedoyim boikim by. If, however, it's 2.99, even if a gedi can get through, makes a difference. Halachim mechitzas work. Here we're talking about a case of the pasi birois. The pasi birois are not actual mechitzas. These are big, big pizzas. It's only halachic mechitzas. Halachim mechitzas, says Rabbi Lozer, I don't care if you have a million man march going through back and forth, doesn't disturb the integrity of the mechitza. So the difference between the practical, the actual mechitza and the virtual mechitza. Talking more about it. Mutter lehakrav lebe'er. Now, what is this all about? If you want, we can turn back to Mishnah just for a short moment on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. And we've spoken already several times about the pasi birois, and the end of the Mishnah tells us that we can make it very, very, very big. How do you make it very big? You can make it even a base kur, 5 kurayim, 5 kurim, 10 kurim. Just keep on adding more and more pshutim to make sure that you don't have a pirtza more than 10 or 13 and 30. However, the Mishnah says, what happens if you want to make a klein shige pasibirois? Not a big one. You want to make a small little area. So the Mishnah says here on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, two lines before the end, mutter lahakrav the be'er, you can go and bring the walls closer together. In other words, the four pasibirois have them very close to one another. But what's the minimum? There has to be enough room for a para, for an animal, or the 3 animals, or the 6 animals, or the 8 animals, like we had before, that they can fit inside that area of the Pase Birois. Now, how long is para roisha veruba b'fnim? So that we learned in today, yesterday's blot, that the shear for that is 2 amos, right? That was on the bottom of Yud Tesamid Aleph, the last line, kama roisha veruba shel para shtei amos. So as long as they're from the air, from the well, until the diyum din, as long as you have 2 amos open, no problem, you can go and that would be enough for the pasibirois. Now, what's the shear of Rosh Hashanah with him? So Rashi here on the bottom says that the concern is that if you only had enough room, let's say just for Rosh and not Rosh Hashanah, what happens if the animal, whilst you're feeding it water, giving it to drink, the animal starts moving its head back and forth and moves its head outside of the area of the pasibirois. Me, being a dedicated owner of this animal, I'm going to follow the animal's head with my kli. And guess what? If the animal moves its head far enough outside of the pasibirois into the Rishus HaRabim, I'm going to be taking the kli from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, then look at the last Rashi here on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Zot Rashi. Obavacha Tehei, Zot Rashi. Misvasa Be'er Adveina Pasim Kedei Roisha Veruba Shel Para. It's got to be a minimum of these 2 hours. Avabahatzim HaChilach, not less. Why not less? Dilma Mamshech Acha Parasai. Maybe the owner is going to follow the lead of his Para. Umapik Ledavla, and he's going to take the bucket of water, Chutz L'machitza, to feed the animal, to give it to drink, he's going to follow the animal's head outside of the machitzas. That's why make sure that there's enough room of 2 amos, so even if the animal dreitzach a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left, it stays within the ames of the Rishus HaYochid of the Pasimiras. Fine, that was the Mishnah. Talking more now on the bottom of Chof and Aleph, Tanan Hossam. Now we're not talking about Behema, we're talking about a person. State in the Mishnah. Lo yamid odu b'shesarabim v'yishtu b'shesayachid b'shesayachid v'yishtu b'shesarabim elim kei machnas roishim erubu l'mokim shehu shaysa. What happens if you have your in b'shesarabim and there happens to be a low-lying machitza between b'shesarabim and the mushal, your house, or a chatzah, your chatzah, and you want to take a drink, you don't want to carry on Shabbos, so right beyond the machitza, beyond the fence between the Shisarab and the Shisayachid, there happens to be a water fountain, and there happens to be a cup there, so you don't have to go and drink directly from the water fountain. You have a nice cup, and the cup is sanitized, you don't have to worry about germs, corona, it's all fine. Good. So you have a nice, beautiful cup there, and you want to go and drink. You're standing with Shisarabim, and you're bending over the short wall. Remember, it doesn't have to be a tall wall, a 10 machitza tall wall, which is only 40 inches. You're bending over, you're taking the cup, and you're drinking. Says the Mishnah, Me'ikra Din, there's no problem, because where I'm drinking is in the Rishus HaYochid, I'm carrying the Rishus HaYochid, I'm drinking the Rishus HaYochid, fine. There's one problem. The problem is that after bending over for a few seconds, you may decide, you know, I want to stand erect. And you're going to pick your head up, and you back up like that, and you're going to go and take the cup with you. Not only this cup, but the cup that you're drinking from, you're going to take with you. And therefore, you're going to be taking the cup from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim. Says the Mishnah, be careful. The only time you can go and drink, if you're standing Rishus HaRabim and you want to drink the Rishus HaYochid, it's not enough to put your head over the machitza. It's got to be Rosh HaRubai. Once it's Rosh HaRubai, it's as if you're standing in the Rishus HaYochid, Rubai Kikulai, as if he said it's a siyachin, then there's no problem. It's only if you just have your Rosh. Once you have Rosh but Rubai, you're not worried. And goes up to Mishnah. And then you don't have to worry that he's going to take the kli into the other rishus. On to the Amid base. The same avloch applies not only to Hilchas Shabbos but also Hilchas Gas. Now, what's mean Gas? Gas is where they go and press the grapes into wine. As Rashi explains, that the Gabi Hilchas Meiser. At what point do you have to go and give trumas or maestris from the grape juice that is oozing from the grapes inside the gas, inside the wine press? So Rashi tells us first the generic halacha that if you're drinking bikvius, a keva, that's mechuyiv trumas or maestris. If it's viderech aroi, then you're not mechuyiv trumas or maestris. How does that definition help us in the case of the gas? So says Rashi, if you're drinking directly from the gas and you're bent over the gas, that's considered to be derech aroi. If you're standing erect inside the gas, inside the press, but you're not bent over where they're actually pressing the wine, but you're standing erect, that's considered to be a kvias, and then you have to go and give trumas and maestros. Why is that more of a kvias? Our Gemara doesn't go into it. The Gemara later in that Tzadik Tes will say, because we're assuming once he's standing erect with a cup in hand, if he takes the taste and he says, "Nah, I don't like it," he's not going to pour it back into the gas, and therefore he has finished the processing of the grape juice in his bucket, in his glass, and therefore that's already considered to be the Gemara Malacha of Trumas Maisus, and he's Mechuyav Trumas Maisus. If, however, if he's bent over into the gas, the assumption is if he takes a little bit and he doesn't want it, he's going to just pour it back. Whether that's hygienic or not is not the discussion, but that's the derech ha'olam. If you're bent over the gas, you take a drink, you just pour it back. And therefore it's considered derech ha'roi, and therefore you don't have to give trumas and maasros. Says this Mishnah later on, this Tanan Hasam, that there too the same halacha applies. If you just have your head standing over the gas, then it's as if you're standing erect outside of the gas, and you mechuyav trumas maasros. If you have rosh v'rubay over the gas, it's as if you're drinking in the gas itself, and then you're part of a trumas maasros. Okay, so therefore this halacha of rosh v'rubay by Adam applies both the Gabi Hilchas Shabbos and the Gabi Hilchas Trumas maasros. The question is, Gabi Adam ha'omar deboy rosh v'rubay. We just concluded you need rosh v'rubay by Shabbos and by maasros. Gabi Para, what's the halacha of Gabi Para? Me be'inen lo rosh v'rubay loy. If you have a para, and the para wants to drink from the shusarabim into shusayachet, or shusayachet into shusarabim, would you say over there too that you need roisha veruba? So all of you are thinking to yourself, hey, that's the mishnah that we were just learning in Zayin Amid Beis. You need roisha veruba. And the Gemara is going to bring that in another 2-3 lines. So don't be nervous. But that's the introduction to the Gemara. But the Gemara is asking, what's the din by para? Do you need roisha veruba? Now the Gemara limits the shayla, and the Gemara says, "Kol heicha de kanoket mana, for leinoket la loiti boyelach." In a case where he's holding on, he meaning the owner, let's go and bring it us back to the pase birois situation. If in the pase birois, the owner has drawn the water in the davla in the bucket, and he has it now in his hand, leinoket la, but he's not holding on to the animal. He's not holding on to the reins or to the neck. The animal is standing untangled, untouched, just standing next to the other. So, there's no shayla d'boy roisha v'ruba milagav. You would have to have that the animal stand roisha v'ruba milagav, like it says in our Mishnah. Why is that? Because if the animal is not standing a full 2 amas in, as I want to give a drink to the animal may not be in the mood. And he keeps on pushing his head back this way, and the head back that way, and then back and forth. And since I want the animal to drink, I keep on taking my davla, my bucket, and feeding the animal here and there and everywhere. And eventually I'm going to have my bucket leaving the Rishus HaYochid, going into the Rishus HaRabim. I don't want that. So Avadi, you have to have Rosh HaVarubah. That's not a shayla. The boy Rosh HaVarubah. Ki Tiboylach, where is my shayla? Heichad Nenoket Mana Venoket La. Then not only is the owner holding on to the davla, to the container, but he's also holding the animal by its neck or by the reins. My, what would you say here too? Now, obviously, many animals are obstinate, and just because you're holding on to them doesn't mean they're not going to move back and forth. It's just that the likelihood of it standing taut and not moving obviously is greater if you're holding on to the animal than if you're not holding on to the animal. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Ki teboil chui is neshaylech and anoket mana. He's holding on to the container of anoket lon. He's holding on to the animal at the same time. My, do we need the roish of the ruba? Or because since he's holding on to the animal, maybe I don't have to be noivis that the animal will move its head back and forth. So remember, we're going to have two ikka diamris, two versions of the shayla. According to the first version, if it's nokit mana, v'loy nokit la, kuli alma moira, you have to have roisha v'rubai, because he has no control over the animal. The shayla is, if it's nokit mana, the nokit la, my, what's the din? Do you need the roisha v'rubai of the animal of the two amas in the pasim rois? Amalei, So it says you need Rosh Hashanah. My love, isn't our Mishnah talking about the case that we're asking about the Nokit Law or Nokit Mana, and therefore I could be poshed our Shaila? It could be that our Mishnah is talking about the Nokit Mana for Loi Nokit Law. He's only holding on to the Kli, and he's not holding on to the animal. Then you need Rosh Hashanah. But otherwise, if he's holding on to the animal too, maybe you don't need roisha v'ruba. Frank Yomara, v'chi nokit mana v'le nokit lo mishari. You're taking as a double pashit that if he's holding on to the mana and he's not holding on to the animal, the roisha v'ruba does the trick. Says the Yomara, it's not going to work if you're not holding on to the animal even with Roisha Veruba, it's not going to work. How do I know? Vatani the Braisa. The Braisa says, Lo Yemale Odom Mayim Vyitin B'Shabbos Lefnei Behemtoi. If a person has his animal there in the Pasi B'Rois, and now he filled up his jug, his bucket from the well, he should not go and give it in front of the animal by holding on to the bucket. Rather, the heter would be memalehu v'shoifech v'shoisame eleh. Take the water from the bucket, pour it out into a larger container like a trough, like avus, a trough, where the animal could drink directly from it. And there you don't have anything to worry about the animal moving to the right or moving to the left, because you are not holding the container. You poured out the bucket into the avus, into the trough. So what do I see from this braisa? I see from this braisa pretty clearly that in the case where you're holding on to the animal, you're holding on to the container, and you're not holding on to the animal, roishay verubay doesn't work. The only thing that works is going and filling up the trough. Lo yemali odamayim, don't put into the container. Don't. Even if you're holding on to the animal, don't do it. The only way you can go and do it is okay, so now if that braisa says that you cannot do it, the only way you're permitted to do it is to go and pour it into a trough, and our Mishnah says you are allowed to do it, when are you allowed to do it? With roisha v'rubay. So it sounds like we can be poshed our shayla. Our Mishnah is talking about a case of Nokit mana v'nokit la. He's holding on to both the animal and he's holding on to the container. That's why the Mishnah says, with roisha v'rubay, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. The braisa that says, lo yemale, l'chayr is talking about that he's holding on to the mana and he's not holding on to the animal. And therefore, aser lo yemale, even with roisha v'rubay. The only eitzah that we have is to go and be mamale, to go and fill up a trough, and the owner shouldn't hold on to a kli at all. But if he's not holding on to the animal, roisha v'rubay doesn't work. And therefore our Mishnah must be talking about a case of that it is holding on both to the container and to the animal. And the Mishnah says, roisha v'rubay works. So you can be poshed to the shayla. In the case of nokit mana, the nokit la, you need roisha v'ruba to be matir. L'chayr have been poshed to the shayla. The Gemara says, no, we have not been parshed the Shechem. Or Itmar Lo, don't you remember that Amar Abaya, Abaya said, the pshat in this brisa that we just learned is not as simple as we thought. Really and truly, it could be, says Rashi, even if you're holding on to the, even if you're not holding on to the animal, Roisha Veruba works. Even though you're not holding on to the animal, Roisha Veruba works. So why does it say in the Braisa, Lo Yemale, the only Eitzah there is to go and pour in the trough. Don't go and fill up the bucket and give it to the animal because you're going to swing back and forth into Shesarabim. Why not? If you have Roisha Veruba, it works. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, Hocha bi'evis o'imir Shesarabim gevoy yutvach. V'roichiv dalit, V'roishi echa nichnas labena pasin. The case of this braisa is talking about a very interesting ukimta. The braisa is talking about a situation where you have the animal not inside the Rishus Rabim, inside a house, and the animal is sticking its head outside the window to lick water inside the avis in the trough. And the trough extends both from the animal, either the front yard or the backyard of the house, and the avis goes all the way into, partially into the passe birois. Rashi explains, under normal circumstances, and we're talking about that this avis was, as you know, nowadays if a person wants to go swimming, most pools are dug into the ground, but you also have pools which are on top of the ground, and those are usually made for the kiddies. Right? They're usually not deep pools, just 1 or 2 feet, so that the children can go and play with them and swim in them. We have over here an avus which is 10 tefachim tall, and it's 4 by 4. In other words, it's a nice large size pool of water, a trough, standing on top of a level ground. Now that entire area is a Rishus HaYochid area. And the person who is just drawn the water from the be'er, from the well, he comes across this avos sticking into, jutting into the pasim birois. Like you have the picture here on the side next to the Rashi. Aha. So what does he do? He says to himself, the animal is nowhere near the pasim birois. The animal is inside the house. I'm going to go and curry favor with this animal by carrying the water all the way to the where the animal is standing, and I'm going to pour it into the avos near the animal. You're going to say, how am I allowed to do that? I'm taking him out of the pasi berois, which is shusi yachid. I'm taking him to another shusar shusar avim. No. You don't have to worry about that. Carry the kli over the avos, because the avos is a shusi yachid. And Rashi brings from a Gemara later on that you're allowed to go and stand or walk in shusar avim and be metaltal by shusi yachid. Right? If you have a fence around your house, you're walking in the Shesarabim, you can carry your talis not in the Shesarabim, but over the wall, carry it the whole way, the Shesarabim, just make sure not to bring your hand into the Shesarabim. So in a normal circumstance, you can go and carry the water in the bucket over the entire Avos, out from the Pasi Birois. Says Abaya, but you know what might happen? As he brings the bucket all the way towards the animal, he might see that there is a crack in the wall of the avos, and he's going to say, oh no, we got to go and fill up this crack and we got to fix it. Well, before we fix it, let me examine it. He takes his bucket and he puts it down on the ground in Rishus HaRabim. Says Abaya, to avoid that problem, you know what we should do? Go and pour the water in the Pasim Berois, in the beginning of that avos, and let the water flow down from the Pasim Berois in the avos to the animal. Don't carry the bucket over the avos, even though the Ikra didn't, you're allowed to. But it might happen, you find a break in the wall, and you're going to inspect, you're going to put it down. Freik the Gemara, let's go over the words again, we went through them quickly. You have an avis which is tall, gevoy yutfachim. Veroich avdalim, it's 4 wide. Veroich yeach anichlam beinat pasim, and one end enters into the beinat pasim, like you see in the picture. Kazeira dilma chozile the avis. He's going to see that the avis, the makalkal, has a break in the wall, there's some sort of kilkel. Vasla tekunen, he's going to go and fix it. the Dora Leila Davla Bahadei, and he's going to go and carry the Davla, that bucket. And as he is looking at the break in the wall, the Kamapim Shusiyachl Shusiram, he's going to put it down on the Shusiram on the floor, and he's going to be Moitzi Rishus L'Rishus, not on purpose, but by accident. And therefore, that's why we say, go and pour it in the Pasavirois, don't bring it out into the Shusiram. Even if the person does have that issue, like you just said, he finds a kilkel, he's going to put the Davla down. Big deal. From Rav Safra, Rav Ami, Rav Yochanan, Hamafana Chafetzav Mizovius Lizovius. We had this Gemara back in Masechet Shabbos. A person has, he's a hoarder, and he has just too many things in his house, and he's decided he wants to go and move some of the things from one corner to the other corner. And of course, a person doesn't have time during the week. He's too busy going and looking through all the websites, and therefore Shabbos is the only time that he has a chance to go and start moving things around. So he goes and collects together boxes and bags. He's going to take it from one end of the living room to the other end of the living room, which, that's not the best way to occupy yourself on Shabbos, but there's no issur involved if they're not muktzah. And as he's carrying some of them in his hand, he says, you know what, instead of hoarding it by taking it from the right corner to the left corner, I'm just going to take it out to the garbage. I'm going to take it out into the Shusaram Voitzia. And he puts it down to Shusaram. He's potter. Now why is he potter? Because when he was oiker the items in his hand the first time from the corner, from the left corner to take to the right corner, that akira was an akira hamuteres. You're allowed to go move things around in your house. The problem is that afterwards he changed his mind. But since the akira was an akira, which was mutter, it's not mitzaref to the hanocha, which is us. So therefore, says more the same thing over here. When he took the davla originally, he picked it up, he was carrying it over the avos, he didn't intend putting it down at all. The last moment he saw a crack, he inspected, he put it down. Even if he put it down, he's not going to be oiver and iser anyway. So why do you have to be goyzer? It's like a gzeira the gzeira. Worst comes to worst, he puts it down to shesedavim, potter avalosim. Oh, we don't want that to happen. You know what? Pour the water out in the pasibirois into the avos directly. Don't come out and carry it. He might find a crack. And if he finds a crack, he'd be potter anyway. Says Yimoy, you're right. Elizim b'masakin lei, sometime after he finishes fixing it, in other words, he sees there's a crack, and he makes some sort of makeshift fixing, and now he has the davla on the floor, and he says, well, I better take the davla back in, I can't leave it here in the shusarabim, and somebody will steal it, it'll fall, it'll break, it'll crack. But he brings it back now, to come and now he intentionally picked it up to put into Shusayachin. He forgot that you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, but he intentionally picked it up. Says Takirim et Hanocha. Therefore, says Abai, that's why the Raisa says, go and pour it directly into the Eivah, so we don't have this problem of a potential violation of Shabbos. I see Barry has a question. Yes, Barry.
That Eivah is interrupting Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is stopped. It's blocked by the Eivah. So why is that Rishus HaRabim? It's a Rishus HaRabim that's blocked. Eivah interrupts it.
Just because you have a roadblock in the middle of Rosh Hashanah doesn't take away that it's a Rosh Hashanah. In other words, you could have a Rosh Hashanah surrounding this entire area. We are only looking at this small little snapshot of the Pasi Barois and the animal with the Avis. Maybe for the next 50 miles to the north and to the south and to the east and to the west, there's Rosh Hashanah all over with main streets and Western Avenue and Fifth Avenue and Broadway, a total Rosh Hashanah. So it's all part of the Shusaram, even though there's that small little Avis, which is, we're not talking about a huge Avis. The whole thing is 10 Tvachim tall and 4 Amis wide. Okay, so big deal. So, yeah, 5 feet further, just go a little bit further beyond that house, so beyond the Baal Sibirois, you got lots of Shusaram. Anyway, this is the first version of the Shaila. The first version of the Shaila was Legabi, a case where he is Nokat Mona in one hand, the Nokit law in the other hand. I thought I could be poshut from the Braisa, that the Braisa says that in a case of Nokit Mana, Veloi Nokit law, no good. That's why you have to pour the water into the Avos. Our Mishnah says that it is good, because our Mishnah is talking about Nokit Mana, the Nokit law, Roisha Veruba works. Says, you want to know, you have no riot, because that case is a very funny case with an Avis, and you're afraid that it's going to crack, and he's going to see it, and he's going to carry a gansamais. Says the Gemara, we cannot be poshut our shayla. Ikriyami, there's another version of the shayla, just in reverse. What's in reverse? Gabi Odom, Okam Rina, the Sagale Barosh Barubai. The Gabi Odom, we said, as long as you have Barosh Barubai for purposes of both Shabbos and for purposes of the Gas of Meiser, Barosh Barubai is enough. Gabi Pora, Misagila Barosh Barubai Loi, would Barosh Barubai be enough by Pora? That is, Hang the Nokit Mana, the Nokit Law. That was the Shaila of version number one. Here the Gemara is going the other way around. In version number two, it's Nokin Manam and Nokin Law, Leitibay Loch the Sagila Barosh Baruba. There's no question that if he's holding on to the cleat with one hand, he's holding on to the reins of the animal with the other hand, you have Rosh Baruba, that's enough, that's perfect, that's nothing to worry about. El Kitibay Loch the Nokin Manam Veloy Nokin Law, that the animal is detached, the animal is free to roam as it wishes. My, what happens? Does Rosh Baruba solve my issue? Or am I concerned that the animal may drezach, and then I'm going to be carrying into the shusara? That's our Mishnah. My lad, isn't it talking about the very case that you're asking about? The nokit man of a loy nokit la. And that's when the Mishnah says, Roisha Baruba works. So it's just the reverse of the previous version. The previous version was, the Gabi Nokit Mana, the Nokit Law. The question was, do I need the Roisha Baruba? Here we're saying, Nokit Mana, the Loi Nokit Law, will the Roisha Baruba help? Or maybe it's powerless. If you're not holding on to the animal can roam wherever it wants to. Zokti Mara Loi. Our Mishnah is talking about the Nokit Mana, the Nokit Law. That's what the Mishnah is talking about, and that we know. That's not the Shaila. I cannot be Poshu the Shaila. V'ochanami Mestavra. And it's Mestavra that that's what the Mishnah is talking about. The Nokit Mana, the Nokit Law, in a case where he's only holding on to the container and not holding on to the animal, Mishari, is it permissible, even with Rosh Varuba? V'otanya, we have a familiar Brisa. By now you should know this Brisa by heart. The Brisa is Le'imali Odomais Nitin Lithnei Behemtoi. Don't go and fill up a container because you might carry into the Shusar Rabin. Rather pour into the trough and the water will flow down and the animal will drink. So what is that case must be talking about? That must be talking about Nokit Mana V'loi Nokit La. Oh, and our Mishnah must be talking about Nokit Mana the Nokit La. So you cannot bring a raya from our Mishnah because the Shaila according to version 2 is about Nokit Mana, the Loi Nokit La. Our Mishnah is talking about Nokit Mana, the Nokit La. That's why Rosh Baruba works. But could be by Nokit Mana, the Loi Nokit La. In fact, maybe Taka doesn't work. Like it's Masha from that Braisa. Loi Yemale. Zokti Mar Nishkarai from the Braisa. In my law, Amar Abaya, we're not talking about a normal case. A regular case of Nokit Mana, the Loi Nokit La, Sekon Zayn, Rosh Baruba would be enough. So why does that Braisa say you have to pour directly into the Avos? He's going to see that there is a kilkul. He's carrying the bucket over the Avos, which is normally permissible. But here he's going to see that there's a crack. He's going to put it down. He's going to put down the davla onto the floor. And that's the problem. Frank Timaris, what's the problem? From Rav Safra, Rav Ami, Rav Yochanan, Hamafana, Chafetim, Zovis, Zovis, Nimel Chaleim, Vaitzin, his partner. Shli Hoysa Kira Mishori Shoyin Lekach. Like we said before, since his initial intention was not to take it outside, it was an Akira Hamuteris. Here too, I didn't intend going and putting it down on the ground, so even if I put it on the ground, it'll only be Potter Aval Asur. So because of that, I have to make a gzera, make sure to go and pour it into the Avos, just in case if I see that there's a crack. Why? What's the problem? So you have the zimnin, the mesakin lei, v'hod the ma'ayalei, v'kom ma'ayalei, the Rishu Saddam, the Rishu Sayyachit, like the Imara said before, I'm not worried that he's going to put it down before he's begun to fix it. I'm afraid that if he fixed it, and now he picks up the davla to take it back home into the Pasim B'Rois, he's going to carry for Shasarab into Shasayachid, and that will be the problem. Anyway, bottom line is, we do not have a raya from our Mishnah, because the Shaila, according to this new Ikka the Amri, was about Nokit Mana, V'loi Nokit La. Says Agamara, the Mishnah could be talking about Nokit Mana, the Nokit La. So, both according to version 1 and according to version 2, I have not been poishit my shaila. So let's be poishit now from a braisa. Toshima. Gomel sheroish v'ruv mifnim. You have a gomel where it's within rosh v'ruv mifnim in your rishus yachad or your pasiv yirois. And oyvsei oyvsei mifnim. Now we've had this before oyvsei, we had a mesechta Shabbos. Oyvsei means to go and stuff the animal. And the reason why we use the term oyvsei is because we want the gomel to be so stuffed that its stomach should turn into a huge avus. It should be really big repository of food and of drink, because I'm taking this gomel on a 30-day journey, and I don't want it to be hungry for the next 30 days, so I really, I stuff it. Okay, so what does it say? That if it's Rosh Hashanah Mifnim, you can do that on Shabbos. So tomorrow, avus commanded Okin Manav Anokin Lord Damiya. Obviously, if you want to stuff an animal, animals are not going to automatically agree to be stuffed. You're going to have to hold on to it very tightly and stuff the animal. Oh, so it's talking about nokin mana, then nokin dami, and nokin la. V'kabi'in and roishim v'ruba, and we need roishim v'ruba, so I can be poishit the first tzad, that is the first version, where the first version was, if it's nokin mana, then nokin la, do you need roishim v'ruba? And the answer is yes, because it says, gomash roishim v'ruba, mifnim. No, you have no right. Shani gomel hoyu v'tzavari oruch. Gomel is different than your regular animal. It's got a longer neck, a long neck. And since it has a long neck, there I got to be more nervous about these concerns than a regular animal. Because the animal, the gomel, can easily take its neck and turn in the other direction. So there it's a special case of gomel. Don't try to confuse the facts. You don't have a riot to your regular chamor or your regular para. That's a way to go. So to more Toshima, let's bring a riot from another brisa. Behemish Rosh Berubim Mifnim, Oifs and Oifs Mifnim, you can stuff it. And again, you're holding on to it for dear life. For Avis commanded Nokit, Manabin Nokit, La. The Kabbin in the brisa says, Behemish Rosh Berubim Mifnim. My Behema, that's Abdacharai, even by Behema, where you knock it love and knock it mana, you need roisha veruba, your poisha de shayla. So you went, oh, my behemoth, I'm itani gomel. This behemoth, this price is also talking about a gomel. But you were tiny behemoth, but tiny gomel already had a gomel brisa. So you went, midi, kavia dodi tanya. These two brises were not taught in the same yeshiva. One brisa was taught in the Besmedish and Surah. The other was taught in Nehedah. They're both referring to gomel. But the second brisa, when it says behema, that's what it means. He didn't say clearly gomel, but that's what he meant. And therefore, you don't have any kasha. The two brises are repetitive. These were learned at different times in different yeshivas in different communities. Therefore, bottom line says, Yimar, I do not have a raya. Tanam bihachir blazer oiser be gomel hoyu betzavarei orch. So bottom line is, Rabbi Yisai, we've had two versions of the question, noket mona, and either knock it law or not knock it law, and we have not been able to be poshut either shaila, whether the Rosh Hashanah of our Mishnah is talking only by loy knock it law or even by knock it law. Ichveis nish, the Gemara leaves it as an iboyah the loy ifshita, and in Yat Hashem tomorrow morning at 8:05 we're going to continue from Amr Yitzchak Bar Ada loy hutru pasi birois ala oyle regalim bilvad. Mention to be continued tomorrow. Rabbi say any questions. Hearing none, I want to thank all of you for getting together at the final moment, right after Shabbos, to go and learn Gishmak, a beautiful daf. Mention to be continued tomorrow morning. A good tavach to one and all.
I don't know. Because the gomel's neck is aroch, it's long.
Yes.
So how does that create additional problem? You have to hold the behemoth. You have to hold the behemoth because it's, you have to hold it. What's the chumrah because it's
how do you normally effectively hold on to an animal? You hold the rein right around the neck, just like if you have a kid that is naughty, you hold him around the neck. So, just like if you have a shaggy that starts up with you, you try to capture him around the neck. So you hold the rein around the neck. So the normal animal's range when you're holding the neck is a little bit here, a little bit there. As long as you're two amas away from the Rishus HaRabim, I don't have to worry that the head is going to swerve all the way and turn all the way around. You got two amas to work with. You're holding on to the neck. But if you're talking about a gomel, think of a gomel with this very, very neck. I'm holding it on to, with a big, big head. I'm holding on to the neck. Still, the animal is able to stretch its nose out and its mouth out in Drishas Rabin, and therefore you're going to go and take your container to go and serve the gomel to go and drink, and by mistake you might go all the way into Drishas Rabin, and therefore you'll be moitzim rishus the rishus. Good.
So you're watering the gomel, or you're stuffing the gomel?
The oifer is talking about stuffing, but the Gemara is trying to bring the raya from the case of stuffing to the case of watering. Then in both cases, the Braisa says by the stuffing, keep the animal within the two ames of the pasim berois, so that you won't be carrying mishus rishus. So that the animal moves its head out, you're not going to start stuffing it outside rishus rabim, and the being motzi, the food or the container from rishus rabim, from rishus yachad to rishus rabim. Well, what do you have to worry about? After all, you're holding the animal. So you have a raya that you need Rosh of Ruba even by holding the animal. So you think, well, no, it could be by a gomel, it's different. Because a gomel, after all, has this long, long neck and head and this whole big structure. You're not going to the top of the animal, right? It's most gomel are quite tall. You're just holding it from down, puny yourself down here on the neck. It's going to stick out its neck the other direction. Therefore, make sure you got plenty of breathing room for the animal, Rosh of Ruba. But a regular Mahema, maybe you don't need Rosh of Ruba. Good. Have a wonderful Agitabach Zagibench. Thank you for joining. Let's tomorrow morning in another few hours.
Shai.